And welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2170, and it was recorded on Thursday the 12th of May 2022. And this week it's a welcome from me, Gaynor Lord, and I'm joined by David Potten. Today we have our usual mix of items: news about the city and some letters to the evening news, and a feature in this first part which charts how the University of the Arts has spread its footprints across the city. First of all, we have some new listeners to welcome, so we say hello to Miss Jaya Trivardi, Percy Reynolds, Dorothy George and Mrs. Margaret Nixon. We hope you all enjoy listening to Chatterbox every week. Immediately after this week's Chatterbox, we have one of our monthly magazines. We'll remind you about this at the end of weekly recording. Let's find out what's on Let's Talk this month.
Hello, I'm Alison Aplin with the news that immediately after this week's Chatterbox, we have the May edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. If the combination of poodles, Alan Titchmarsh and Carol Kirkwood takes your fancy, this one is for you. Add to that a history of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival and an electronic keyboard and organ club, and perhaps a little bit of wartime history, you'll see that it's a very varied edition. Oh, and not forgetting the joys of sheds. Yes, sheds. Believe me, you won't be disappointed. So please do join us for Let's Talk straight after this edition of Chatterbox.
Hello, this is David. Now we can start with some news items, and our first section of news stories is a real mixture, as we hear of an award for Norfolk County Hall, housing plans for a new town, and a mini heat wave is due. Then there's a warm welcome for Ukrainians and a campaign for more women firefighters. Let's start with the City Hall. It is a stunning building in the heart of one of Europe's most beloved cities, with its colourful facade snapped by millions of tourists each year. Barcelona's Casa Batlló is the work of world-renowned architect Antoni Gaudí. A UNESCO World Heritage Site, it's considered a masterpiece. Yet, it has been beaten in a design competition by a rather less unheralded structure, Norfolk's County Hall. The second phase of the £71 million revamp of Norfolk County Council's 1968-built Martineau Lane headquarters earned it the Leonard Cheshire Award for the most inclusive building or organisation in the Blue Badge Access Awards. The awards recognise hospitality industry bosses, architects and designers across the globe who address the needs of disabled people. And the County Hall revamp by Norwich-based Purcell Architects beat not only Casa Batlló's submission, but seven others too. The revamp of County Hall's North Wing has made it easier for disabled people to get into the building, with level access to the council chamber and wider doorways.
A huge development at the edge of the city will include almost 4,000 homes, two primary schools and a secondary school. Plans have been submitted for a significant building programme in Rackheath as part of the Greater Norwich Local Plan. The work to vastly increase the size of the village will create a new town, according to Councillor Frank Wymark. He added, "People need homes, and looking at the plans, it is a pretty good. There is a lot of open space. Rackheath is going to be a town going forward. Infrastructure is essential. The sooner the better. The village is well placed for Norwich and the coast."
Temperatures in Norfolk are set to soar, as experts predict parts of the United Kingdom could be set for a brief heat wave later this month. The region's weather is expected to get warmer, with highs of up to 21 degrees centigrade across the county anticipated. Amid the rising conditions, inland areas in Norfolk are expected to see the warmest weather over the next few weeks. Zoe Johnson, forecaster at WeatherQuest, said the week ahead looks dry and settled, adding that warm wind will be coming from the southwest over the next week. She said, "It will be a dry and settled week ahead, with temperatures to increase across the week. In the short term, there will be some fairly warm weather, which could see highs of up to 21 degrees across the region." Meteorologist Marco Pitagna said the weather was several degrees above the average for the time of year, and added there was a small chance that temperatures could rise into the mid-20s, meaning a mini heat wave.
Ukrainians have been welcomed to Thorpe St Andrew by hosts, potentially hosts and locals at St William's Way Library. Organised by Councillor Ian Mackey and hosted by the Library Service, arrivals from Ukraine enjoyed good conversation over coffee and cake. Councillor Mackey said, "Meeting and helping people in the area and those seeking safety in our community has been one of the most rewarding activities in my near 20 years as a Thorpe councillor." Natasha Godfrey is hosting her own family from Ukraine. "My family and friends really enjoyed getting together with others. We are all so touched by the kindness of the British people. My son Max and I have now volunteered to help at the library with the Ukrainian translation." Councillor Mackey added, "I am very pleased that many other residents have also come forward to offer their homes to refugees. Our community has embraced our Ukrainian friends."
Three women who have become firefighters are spearheading a campaign to recruit more people to Norfolk service. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service has launched an appeal to hire 16 more whole-time firefighters to keep the county safe. Whole-time firefighters work a watch shift pattern of four shifts on, 2 days, 2 nights, and then 4 days off, to ensure stations have cover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service currently has about 280 whole-time firefighters. As well as tackling fires, they deal with other emergencies, such as rescues from height and confined spaces, road traffic crashes, flooding, and animal rescues. They also help cut risk, such as fitting smoke alarms in houses and educating people about ways to keep their homes safe. Tim Edwards, Chief Fire Officer at Norfolk Fire and Rescue, said, "The role of a firefighter is varied and interesting, but ultimately, it's about wanting to support your local community and working to protect it and to prevent fires and other emergencies from happening. Full training is given, but fire chiefs say the role suits people aged 18 and over who are reasonably fit, like working as part of a team, enjoy helping people, and who want to make a difference in their communities."